Good afternoon and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy and I'm joined by a cast of thousands for today's show. I have my co-host, Mr. Mike Yakubik. I have the lovely and gracious Miss Maria Gallagher, who's the legislative director for the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. And I also have my boss here at the radio station. And last but not least, I have Mr. John Meehan, who is the Knights of Columbus State Life Director. So good afternoon to each of you.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All righty. Let us begin, as we always do, with a prayer. We'll do our prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Michael.
Morning, Joseph. Yeah, like you said, we do have a cast, not quite thousands, but at least five of us. And some good friends. I mean, you know, we've known Marie and John for years. They've always been great guests to have on our show for a couple of reasons. I guess first reason is they're just good speakers and they're very knowledgeable about that which they speak. And then secondly, they're both involved with one of what I consider the only two requirements for the Knights of Columbus, and that is pro-life. Everything goes around that. And the other one that I've always felt is strong in my heart is our clergy. And if you look at that, if you do those two things, if you consider life and the clergy, that's really and truly all we do as not members of the Knights of Columbus. You know, whether it's feeding the poor, helping, it's all life. So I'm going to start off a little bit with John, because John is the pro or the life director for the Knights of Columbus. And John, good morning. And how's it going?
Good morning, Michael. Always glad to be here with you. And of course, like everybody else in the country, I'm living the dream.
John, I know that buses are already being set up. And from the state's perspective, I'm assuming that we are going to continue on with not just virtual things happening, but also a live march down to Washington.
Well, frankly, Mike, that's true and not true at the same time. The Knights this year, because of everything that's going on, we haven't felt comfortable in urging our membership to, you know, pile into buses with 40 different people in it and stay there for 2 or 3 hours and then out and into the metros and then marching down Constitution Avenue with 100,000 people. We just didn't feel comfortable urging our people to do that under the restrictions of COVID and especially with all the spiking going on now. But quite frankly, what we've done, and we're in the process of pressing this to our 60,000 Knights in Pennsylvania to march. We don't have to march in D.C. in order to march. Our people are setting it up to get together with their neighbors and march around the neighborhood, get together with their parishioners and march around the church, get together with their families and march around the living room. March. We're setting up masses throughout the state so that people can go and socially distance in church, but attend mass. And then the important thing here that we feel very strongly about and are telling to our membership is that this is not about Roe versus Wade. If you think that marching for this is to get them to change Roe versus Wade, then you're sort of not getting the point. The point for marching and the point for what we're doing is sending the message to Washington and to the people of the United States that abortion is wrong. It is simply an abomination, and it is wrong. And that's the message that we want to send. And if we can get that message through to the American people and to the legislators and to the rest of it, then maybe we can make some, maybe we can move forward with this issue. Whether it's legal or illegal, whether we strike down Roe versus Wade or not strike it down, the message needs to be abortion is wrong and it needs to stop. We've got 63 million dead babies since Roe v. Wade, and it simply has to stop. And so our membership, our brothers in knighthood are going to take this year, and we're going to march. We don't know where we're going to march, but we're going to march all over the place. And if people feel comfortable going to D.C., then by all means do it. But even if you can't go to D.C., take advantage of what's happened this year. And as I said, if you have to, march around your living room.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree with you, John. I think, and I'm going to talk to Marie in just a second. I agree with that, the fact that whether or not Roe v. Wade ever gets overturned, I mean, I think it was a black spot on our country's history. But, and I think it's a good day that we actually have a way to remember that black day in our history, the day that it occurred. So we do have an event. But the bottom line is truth is life. And you can't have life if you allow babies to be aborted. And that's really and truly who's being aborted, not fetuses, not cells, not anything. It's life. And that's what we've been fighting for all these years. And I know we have a great advocate in the fight for life right here with us. Marie, go ahead and let us hear a little bit about your thoughts and what you're looking forward to. And again, the restrictions that are being placed upon everyone because of COVID and other things that are happening in D.C.
I think that one thing that people need to know about is that there are a lot of virtual activities going on to promote life. For instance, nationally speaking, is this Rose Gala that's going to be virtual, and it's going to feature Tim Tebow, the great football player, who has his own very inspiring pro-life story. And I think that that is significant. Also, people are going to be contacting their state representatives, their state senators, their congressmen, their U.S. senators by email, by phone, and letting them know that life is important to them and it needs to be safeguarded. I think this year in particular, people are going to be letting their public officials know that they do not want their taxpayer funds to be spent on abortion. We see time and time again when national polls are done, they show that the vast majority of Americans do not want their hard-earned tax money to be spent on abortion, period. And that's true of people from different parties. It's true of women. It's true of men. It's true of people from various backgrounds and various ideologies. They simply don't want that taxpayer funding to go to abortion. And so they want the Hyde Amendment to be saved. And that is that very important federal amendment that ensures that there is no taxpayer funding of abortion except in very limited circumstances. And we need to save and protect Hyde, because we know from research that there are probably 2 million people who are walking this earth because they were saved by the Hyde Amendment. 2 million people. Think about that. Think about the population of a city and how population has been saved by that Hyde Amendment. It's very important. And I think that it is really insulting to low-income women that they would be offered, instead of assistance, instead of help with their child that they carry in their womb, to have a cold-hearted offer to end the life of that child. I think it's very tragic. And I think that it's important that we let every pregnant woman know, especially in Pennsylvania, there is help available to you. There are so many people who are willing to stand with you and stand by you in your pregnancy journey. You know, it's not just about the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. It's about 365 days a year that people are reaching out to pregnant women. And if a pregnant woman is listening now and needs help, she can call 1-888-LIFE-AID. That's 1-888-LIFE-AID. And she can be put in touch with a pregnancy help center in her area that will provide her with that assistance. They provide everything from diapers to daycare referrals, parenting classes, mentoring, that solid support, that comprehensive support that a woman needs in order to face the world with her pregnancy and with her preborn child. And we know that our Alternatives to Abortion program, which is now called the Pregnancy and Parenting Support Program in Pennsylvania. It served more than 300,000 women in Pennsylvania. More than 300,000 women and their families have been aided by that program. And that program began in Pennsylvania. It was a landmark program that was begun with bipartisan support, and it's still going strong.
Well, I think that's one of the things that we've seen, not just in Pennsylvania, which is, you know, congratulations to our state, but other states that have actually gone in and said, you know, abortion is wrong. And I think that's really what we have always needed, is the individual stating that this is an atrocity, and that we've done worse than so many dictators have throughout our generations. And we're happy about it. You know, we're proud of what we do. But that's one of the things that I did want to bring up. It's an opportunity, again, to have you and John here with discussing what's happening in the world of Pennsylvania, in the world of Knights of Columbus, and the world of the pro-life movement. And I know that I see Joe dancing in the background, so it must be time for a hard break. He gets that music gets into him, and he just can't help it. I know we're all watching him on screen. And John and Marie are probably enjoying this because you don't get to see it all the time.
Oh, you're a mess, Michael. You're a mess. On that thought, let's hold that thought. We'll go to a break and we'll come back and discuss some upcoming things here in Pennsylvania and more about pro-life. We'll be back right after these messages. And welcome back to the second half of Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined by John Meehan, who's the Knights of Columbus State Life Director for the Knights of Columbus, and also Maria Gallagher, who is the Legislative Director for the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. And we've been discussing pro-life, naturally, and also the upcoming march in Washington, D.C. on March the 29th. If you feel, you know, brave enough, I guess, for lack of a better term, to go down there with all that's going on and the COVID, please, you know, go avail yourself of that. John, you had a couple of thoughts we were talking about during the break. Why don't we go to you and we'll go from there.
Sure, Joe. I did want to mention to the listeners that a lot of times I think all we do is focus on the obstacles that have been created by COVID. And sometimes we close our eyes to the fact that COVID strangely has given us the more opportunities. We're all learning how to use our computers. We're all learning how to Zoom, certainly. And there are lots of opportunities that have been presented. One of them this year is, and this would be for any year, for people who either have physical incapabilities or whatever, who cannot go to Washington, in the past didn't have an opportunity to be able to stand up and tell people how they felt about abortion. This year, primarily because of what's gone on with COVID, there are a lot more life rallies going on in the state. There will be a rally this year in Towanda. I believe that's on January 23rd. There's a rally in Harrisburg. There's a rally in Erie, and there all over the place. They're having masses. They're doing a short march in a lot of cases, just marching down the sidewalks. And speakers are coming in. There's a lot of them going on. If you're interested in attending a rally in the state, by all means, and Michael and Joe, we talk about this all the time, go on the Pennsylvania State website for the Knights of Columbus. And you don't necessarily have to be a knight in order to get some of the information that exists on the website. The web address is pakofc.us. It's very easy. Pennsylvania Knights of Columbus.us. pakofc.us. Simply go on, and there's a listing of the rallies being held throughout the state. There are lots of them, and I guarantee you that no matter where you live, you're going to have a rally that's comparatively close by that you can go and stand up and do it. So by all means, visit the site, and when we get close to the 22nd, March.
John, I just picked up a couple of more. Speaking of the Pennsylvania Knights of Columbus website, on the 24th of January, there's going to be one up in Bradford County, the Right to Life rally. On the 22nd, there's going to be one up in Hazleton, the Pennsylvanians for Human Life. And then on the 23rd, there's a march down in Philadelphia, which I believe is going to start out on Ben Franklin Parkway and wind up down at Independence Hall, if memory serves.
Right. It's going to be at the cathedral. There'll be a mass at the cathedral, and then they're going to march down. And all of those, thanks for that, Joe, all of those that you mentioned are posted on the website along with the information as to where they're going to be, what the time is, and how to get there.
There you go. So, yeah. Maria, back to you.
One of the things I wanted to bring up was the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that was recently decided. That's a tremendous victory for pregnant women and their children. And what this Supreme Court ruling said was that you simply cannot mail out abortion pills to women. That's just not safe, and that does not go along with the FDA guidelines about the distribution of these abortion drugs. And we see where in Pennsylvania, they were actually trying, Planned Parenthood that is, to expand abortion through these abortions by mail. They went so far as to have a section of their website devoted to abortions by mail. Thankfully, after the Supreme Court ruling, that section of their website is now down. If you go to their website and try to link with that section, you find an oops message that it's not found. And that's a tremendous victory for women because there are so few safeguards involved in mailing abortion drugs to women. Women do not get the benefit of a physician being present when they take those drugs, and they're left on their own to deal with the aftermath of that abortion, which can be so traumatic for women, so sad. You know, I hear so much from women who have had abortions and who regret them, that it's very traumatic for them to pass by the abortion facility where that abortion took place, because they know what happened. They know that they lost their child there. Think about it, if that abortion took place in your own home. Every time you went to the bathroom, you would be reminded of that loss of that precious child. How traumatic is that? And we need to safeguard women. And recently, the Pennsylvania Department of Health put out the statistics for abortion in the Commonwealth, and it showed an increase in these chemical abortions. The abortion industry is marketing them because they are, quite frankly, more cost-effective for the abortion industry, and they expand abortion. And we need to be consistently saying to women that there is a better way, that there are life-affirming options available if you are pregnant and in challenging circumstances. And that's what we do every day.
And you know what, Maria? I always, over the years, have had arguments, for lack of a better term, with people that are, you know, pro-abortion or whatever. And I said, are you a church-going, God-fearing Christian? The answer was yes. I said, do you know what the Ten Commandments are? The answer was yes. I said, do you know what the Fifth Commandment says? And they hesitate. I said, it says thou shalt not kill, period. Game, set, match. End of story. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think, first of all, it's good to hear positive news. And I think that's one of the things that that's important, even if a woman is going for an abortion. When they go to the clinic and they get to see members of pro-life movements, whether it be the Knights of Columbus or other groups, actually there to let them know that there are alternatives. One of the things that I am proudest of being a member of the Knights of Columbus is the great work that our order has done with the ultrasound machines. Because it's really hard to see a baby in the womb and say, I'm going to destroy that life. I think, you know, when we use the concept of, oh, it's a mass of cells, it's this, it's that, it's whatever. And I think that's one of the main, the good things about the abortion pill not being allowed to be sent home, because it takes all that out of it. It takes the fact that what that woman is carrying inside her body is a baby. And again, you know, John, I think you could say a few words about this, because I know that you're right out there in the forefront of the ultrasound program within the state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, I was going to jump in there anyway. You know that. the moment an ultrasound initiative comes up, I get an opportunity to do a little bragging. In spite of COVID, we've donated 5 more machines this year. COVID.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're up to 55 at this point, and we are fast approaching 1,100 worldwide from the Knights of Columbus. So you do the math on that one. If you think that we're maybe saving one life per week per machine, multiply that by 1,100 machines over the last. Over the last 10 years, and you can imagine how many lives have been saved. Yeah, that's one of my my big brags, quite frankly. Dang. I'm so proud of that, and we have 3 more at this point that are in the process. For those of you out there who don't realize what goes on, if an individual council decides that they want to donate an ultrasound machine to a pregnancy center or whatever, the Supreme Offices of the Knights of Columbus have committed themselves to matching the funds. So if it's a $30,000, the council will generate $15,000, and Supreme comes up with the rest of the money. And I'm a little embarrassed that I can't overwhelm you with those numbers, but I can tell you that Supreme at this point and the councils have donated well over $30 million at this point for ultrasound machines. And I think you saw my ears pop up as soon as you said ultrasound, Michael. So we're proud of that, and we'll continue with that battle.
Maria, I have a question for you. Earlier in the first half of the show, you mentioned Tim Tebow was going to be somewhere. Where did you say that was? I'm trying to take notes here on what you're saying.
Sure. Tim Tebow is going to be the featured speaker at the virtual Rose Banquet Gala that is put on by the March for Life.
Okay.
And anybody can sign up for it. I think it's a very modest fee that you pay to get to hear Tim Tebow. You know, if you were going to a banquet in a banquet hall and Tim Tebow was the featured speaker, you might have to pay a significant sum to hear somebody of his caliber. But you'll be able to sign on and hear him, and it's going to be quite an event.
I heard his story. His mother told his story at March for Life a few years ago, and hearing the story from his mother was fantastic. But I really like to hear it straight from him. So I'm going to make sure that I tune in for that. Thank you, Maria.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap things up. I want to thank Maria Gallagher, and I want to thank John Meehan for joining us today on the show. With that, along with Mike Yakubik, Joe Nevesinski, and myself, thank you for listening, and may God bless you and keep you safe.